Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. The verdict is in for the suspect who stabbed a woman 46 times at a store in Los Angeles and recorded her final pleas for her life. Sean Laval Smith has been found guilty in the brutal murder of 24-year-old Brianna Kupfer, a UCLA grad student. The 34-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of lying in wait. He was also found guilty of using a deadly weapon, a knife, in the attack, which was reportedly bent due to the amount of force used. Brianna's father, Todd Kupfer, spoke to the media after the verdict came down.
You love to feel elation and some kind of happiness. I can't say that that's really the emotion I feel, but I do feel very relieved the justice system delivered.
Prosecutors painted a picture of Smith as a predator who preyed on Kupfer's vulnerability. The attack unfolded on January 13, 2022, at the Croft House furniture store where she was working. Smith, feigning interest in furniture, gained her trust before attacking her. The violence was so horrific that Kupfer's final moments were captured on a digital audio recorder that Smith left behind at the crime scene. Here's Habib Balyan, the Los Angeles County District Attorney, in court detailing what that recording was.
She's just telling him, I can help you. I can help you. I can help you. And he's telling her, it's over.
The discovery of that recorder, along with a blood-stained knife with Smith's DNA, proved crucial evidence for the prosecution. During the trial, Deputy DA Balyan presented a compelling case. He argued that Smith's actions were premeditated and fueled by a hatred for women. Balyan described Smith as being, quote, on a crusade to hunt, to destroy, and to kill for the mere fact that she was female and alone, end quote. Smith's defense attorney, Robert Haberer, attempted to portray the crime, though, as a spontaneous act. But the jury did not find his argument convincing, reaching a guilty verdict in less than an hour. With the verdict in place, Smith faces a sentencing hearing in October. He is expected to receive life in prison without the possibility of parole. However, a separate hearing will be held to determine his mental state at the time of the crime. More crime and justice news after this.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku Vibe Setting Smart Light Strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
Attention parents and grandparents. Is your child struggling to ride a bike or ready to start? Meet Guardian Bikes, the easiest, safest, and quickest bikes for kids to learn on. Kids are learning to ride in just one day, no training wheels needed. What sets Guardian Bikes apart? Designed especially for stability, they're low to the ground with a wide wheelbase and ultra-lightweight frames, offering superior control and balance. This design gives young riders the ability to learn in just one day without tears or frustration. Guardian Bikes are the only kids' bikes designed and assembled in a USA factory, ensuring top-notch quality and durability. They were also featured on Shark Tank and are the New York Times Wirecutter Top Kids Bike Pick for 2024. Join the hundreds of thousands of happy families by getting a Guardian Bike today. Visit guardianbikes.com to save up to 25% off bikes. No code needed. Plus, receive a free bike lock and pump with your first purchase after signing up for the newsletter. That's guardianbikes.com. Happy riding.
A Florida teen is charged with first-degree murder after stabbing his mother to death just 1 year after the same boy fatally shot his father in Oklahoma. Colin Griffith called 911 claiming that his mother, 39-year-old Catherine Griffith, had accidentally stabbed herself during a fight. However, police quickly determined that the evidence at the crime scene did not align with his story. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judge talked about the crime with the media, which he called a, quote, cold-blooded murder, end quote. Here he is at the news conference.
When the deputies arrived, he met the deputies outside, and he was calm, cool, collected, not upset, and he had blood on him.
Witnesses reported seeing the 17-year-old dragging his mother into the house while she pleaded for him to let her go. The medical examiner's autopsy also confirmed that Catherine Griffith died of a deep knife wound to the neck, inconsistent with an accidental injury. Just a year earlier, Colin had fatally shot his father, Charles Robert Griffith, during an altercation at their home in Oklahoma. He claimed self-defense at the time, according to an arrest affidavit. Colin's mother paid $50,000 to bail him out of jail, records show, and the charges were later dropped. However, the recent murder of his mother has revealed a disturbing pattern of violence. Colin's grandmother told police that the teen had been physically and verbally confrontational with his mom on several occasions. The 17-year-old is now facing charges of first-degree murder, kidnapping, and violation of a no-contact order. And finally, a case of foul play in Wisconsin when a state trooper finds himself in a battle of wills with a particularly aggressive turkey. The incident, which was captured on police raid, is sure to become an absolute viral sensation. It's hysterical. The trooper, whose name remains undisclosed, was confronted by the turkey while on patrol. The bird then launched a full-scale attack on the trooper's cruiser. Here's part of the dispatch. Take a listen.
333 Fond du Lac. I tried to use my siren to scare him out of the road so he wouldn't get struck, and I think he took it as a challenge.
10-4.
The absurd bird, the trooper says, then starts playing chicken with his vehicle, and he narrates the situation with a mix of disbelief and amusement. He then engages in a foot pursuit, he says, with the feathery suspect he describes as male, about 2 feet tall, short beard, mostly brown with some red and white trim, deceptively fast, black. Blasting northbound, the incident, though, finally ended with the turkey escaping into the wild. But you can bet come this November, it's most likely if he's caught, he will be charged with assault and a little pepper. Hee hee. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku vibe-setting smart light strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
What's up? It's me, Don Tolliver. If I could describe the open ear bud, I would describe it as very seamless. It's like you clip it onto your ear, and then sometimes you can forget it's there, but it's not going anywhere because it's like clipped. It's kind of crazy. If I could bring my music with me wherever I go, it'll just make life easier and seamless without interruption. To be able to have the music on hand like that without any interruptions would be great. Check out Bose.com for more.